772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 21, I want to release another measure of the prophetic word. Do you know, in the Old Testament, and the spirit of prophecy is all through the New Testament as well. How many understand that we are to call things that are not as though they were? To the carnal mind or the natural man, it's foolishness. But it's the foolishness of God that's wiser than man. We are a prophetic people. Amen. Much of your future lies in your perception, if I can say it that way. How do you perceive things? Do you carry God's perspective or the world's perspective? If you carry the world's perspective, you'll be very limited. You'll be conformed to the ways of the world, which have no bearing with the blessing and prosperity of God. But if you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, we are transformed through the Word of God. What lies in your spirit as a child of God is the kingdom and all the benefits. See, what God has nothing else that he has to do. He's finished the work. That's why we can tell somebody, I'm already blessed. I might not have two nickels to rub together, but I'm already blessed. I'm already prosperous. I might not have it in my hand, but it's in my spirit. Now, what we have to do is draw from the Spirit of God and out of the kingdom into this realm of reality, or what we call time. I love this concept because God never starts anything until he finishes it first. God's not figuring out right now how or what your future holds. Your future was here before you got here. Here you are before time, all right? Remember Jeremiah. The Lord said in Jeremiah chapter 1, he said, before you were in your mother's womb, that's before time. I'll take it a little further back, before that twinkle in your daddy's eye when he came home from work, before Brother Luke came home from work that day. With a little twinkle in his eye. Before that, God knew you. Here we are standing in eternity. And God says, before you were in the womb, I knew you. And I called you by name. And not only that, I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. I qualified you. So here he is in eternity. So if God did that in eternity, when he was born into time. But when God said that in eternity, let's walk over here a minute. The work with Matthias was already finished. In other words, God was speaking from eternity, and he was seeing his future, his ultimate purpose. See, our perspective, come back over here to eternity with me again. See, our perspective has to be an eternal perspective. Too often, we are just bumped around in time. You know, time is like a roller coaster. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes it's favoring you. Sometimes you look like you're the last one. You've been left out. You've been kicked under the bus to the curb. Doesn't look like anything's happened. That's time. But you got to go back to what God said. Come on, you have to know what God said about you in the beginning, or before the beginning, before anything was created. You were in God's heart and you were in God's mind. And guess what? God, when you were there, you were a purpose. Tell somebody, I'm here on purpose. And I am a purpose. You see, when you were born, all God did was allowed the purpose to be wrapped in flesh. See, that's why you can't look down on anybody. No one, stay here with me. You can't look down. You can't judge. As a matter of fact, we are oftentimes guilty of judging something before the time. Somebody can be down and out, so to speak. The natural eye looks like them is down and out. They ain't gonna never amount to nothing. If Matthias was able to tell you his testimony, him and Brother Luke and his precious wife, if he could share, at some point in time, we're gonna have to have him share his testimony, where God brought him from. Because the devil thought he had him, but guess what? Now the devil's under his feet. Come on, I said, the devil thought he had him, but see, God had a purpose for him, and he's a purpose wrapped in flesh. He went through some stuff, but guess what? He came out. Come on, why? The glory of the Lord is upon him. The grace of God is with him. So we have to have God's perspective. Get rid of, you can sit down, thank you, sir. Get rid of your, give our young man a hand. He's a good young man. Good drummer, by the way, too. We must maintain God's perspective. How many know stuff happens all the time? Well, in the midst of it, we must maintain God's perspective. I'll say it this way. Your eyes have to always be upon the promise, but you got to keep your feet in the land of uprightness. I can't allow the atmosphere that surrounds me sometime to dictate my behavior. I can't get angry because I'm around a bunch of angry folks. Hello, I can't start lying because I'm in the midst of a den of liars. Hello, I can't start doing stuff because the world, I cannot allow myself to be conformed. Come on, I gotta remain steadfast. Why? Because I'm a purpose. I have a purpose. I have a future. And see, if you hadn't seen it yet, you better get on your face before God. You need to see a glimpse of your future. You need to see why you are here, what your purpose is. See, if you don't understand purpose, then you'll take on roles. You'll be like a salamander. You'll be really hypocritical, theatrical. You'll roll whatever's rolling, you know, whatever's popular, whatever trend comes down the pike, you'll go with that. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of the men in the world today. They don't understand purpose. And because they don't understand purpose, they get caught up in roles. And so whatever trend comes down the pike and says, this is how you're supposed to be, or what you spoke, then they go with that, and they don't know purpose. So it's all confused. But we are a purpose wrapped in a flesh suit. Because God knew you before you got here, ordained you before you came, had an assignment for you before you ever were, before you could talk, speak, crawl. God had an assignment. As parents, we nurture those. God entrusts you with those little packages to protect them. You can't determine whether they're going to be a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or whatever, but you can keep the right environment around them so that whatever God made them, through prayer, through covering them, they'll rise up and they'll become what God purposed them to be. Amen? Tell somebody the light of His glory is upon you. God's eternal perspective. If you're in trouble right now, tell somebody, it's going to pass. For our light affliction is but for a moment. See, when it comes to eternity, a moment is just as quick as you can get. You know, somebody, well, wives, when they say, give me a moment, it's more than a moment. But see, a real moment is a, uh-oh. So I got a little bit beside myself there, y'all. Eyes apologizes. But a real moment is just a moment. It's just as small as you can get. It's a moment. It's like the twinkling of an eye. You know, the catching away is going to be in the twinkling of an eye. They try to measure that. I don't know about all the ints of a second, but it's quick. He says, but for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a much more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Tell somebody there's glory being worked into you. Don't be afraid of a little pain. I don't mean necessarily physical pain. I mean, you know, when you have to wait for something or when you're facing some opposition. Patience doesn't mean you put up with it. Patience means you get up under it. If you are truly patient, you can get up under some loads while they're mistreating you, while you're being persecuted, while you're being lied on or talked about, while you're being ostracized. You can get up under that. And true patience says that you don't lose your joy. Hello? You up under it, but you still got joy. I ain't losing my dance because I'm going through. That's the time you really start dancing. I'm not going to start complaining because I'm facing some opposition. That's the time you really start singing. I'm talking about somebody that's really saved now. I'm not talking about somebody that's playing church. I'm talking about church unusual. I'm talking about the next dimension. Do you know the fifth dimension? In the five atmospheres of the earth, the fifth dimension, you are governed by a whole other set of laws. This is where we are going. While our feet are in the dust, this is where we're going. You see, we talk about how we've been raised up and seated together with Christ. And we have. But that's going to become reality. Not just theory that people talk about. It's going to become a reality while our feet are in this dust. We are raised up and seated together with him in a spiritual place far above. Principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, all evil is going to be truly under our feet. Everywhere we go and everything we do. Are you ready for this? Come on, say, are you ready for this? We need capacity from God to contain this light of his glory. Well, let me get into this in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. I'll read it from another version. But say this with me. God has honored, approved, and anointed me. Say it again. God has honored, God has approved, and he has anointed me and our relationship. Isaiah 59:21. Let me read this from the King James. As for me, this is my covenant with them. In other words, the Lord is saying, this is my covenant with you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.